I first became acquainted with this fear of the blank page as a first-year architecture student. I had previously studied chemistry, physics, zoology, and botany before changing direction. Creature had me staring for what seemed like hours at nothing. On a well-prepared, pre-stretched A3 sheet of watercolor paper. I soon learned the name of this paralyzing creature, fear of the blank page. Where do all things fear come from? Is there a scripture that tells us to fear? Or says that fear will be our companion through life? Is there a biblical reference for us as Christians having fear and anxiety? Yes, only in the context of us not having fear or anxiety. As Christians, we are repeatedly reminded to trust God in all things. Let's look at a few Bible verses together. Matthew 6, verse 34. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. 1 Corinthians 7, verse 32. I want you to be free from anxiety. And Isaiah 35, verse 4. Say to those who have an anxious heart, be strong, fear not. As we look at the present future, let's not be consumed by anxiety over what is going on in this world. John 16, verse 33, tells us, I have told you these things, that in me you may have peace. In this world there will be trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Note, the text does not say, I will overcome the world, but I have overcome the world. It is already done. Jesus is already victorious. He has already paid the price in full. We are now awaiting the bridegroom. We are on the cusp of the biggest wedding feast in the universe. Nothing can separate us from the love of the Father. This time I do want you to turn with me in your Bibles to Romans 8, verse 38 and 39. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor demons, neither the present, nor the future, nor any powers, neither height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. I am going to read that again. I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Jesus is coming. I believe that each one of us here today believes that. When we look back at the year, now a permanent part of this chapter of our life story, let's not stop there. Let's not end the year with a summary of this year past without looking at the future. Let's take every good and uplifting part of this year that was with us into the new year, allowing the bad and the ugly to remain in the past, only to be discussed in prayer with God, until the dark colors of those memories are diluted and even faded by the power of God's love. You have the power. I have the power. The power to write this next chapter differently, to write with confidence and no hint of fear of the blank page, because we are loved, because we take God at his word, and we live without fear of the future. If we are to make New Year's resolutions, resolve to see others through God's love, to bring those we carry a concern for before God in prayer. Resolve to be joyful, to bring peace to others because we have peace. Resolve to be kind, to be gentle, to be good, and to practice self-control in all things. Jesus is coming soon. Talk to Jesus about everything, every day. Talk to Jesus all day, and talk about Jesus to others every day. A modern interpretation of our scripture reading this morning, Psalm 84, by Shane and Shane, reads in part, "How lovely are your dwelling places, your Holy Spirit here in us. Oh, how I love to sing your praises. One day with you would be enough. When I bow down before you, I am richer than all kings. When I stand in your presence, I am free. When I sit at your table, I am right where I belong. In the doorway of my father's house, I am home. If all this world was for the taking, and every treasure was mine, not one of them would ever sway me. I'd choose my Savior every time. Wherever I go, I'm home, because you're in my soul. You're an oasis in the desert, living waters overflow. In the doorway of my father's house, I'm home." I'm sure there are at least some of us in this congregation who are familiar with this song. But I want to suggest that with God's Spirit in us, singing his praises, how can we not share this wonderful love of Jesus with every person we come in contact with. With Jesus, a living oasis within us, our joy in sharing with others is overflowing into the lives of those we share life with. Jesus is coming. Share the invitation. Share the good news of the most amazing wedding feast in history of this universe. Share it with everyone. And when we fall, when we have low days, let's take courage from Scripture. Scripture such as Psalms 73, verse 26. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is my strength, my portion forever. Let's get up by the grace of God, straighten up, and remember who we are. Children of the only already victorious King. Let's write this next chapter, currently still blank before each one of us, in rich, bold confidence, in the knowledge that we are loved, that we are free, and that our Father is the commander of angel armies, and Jesus is coming to take us home. Amen.